My name's Nick Harris, and in this video, I'd like to show you how you can create your first Windows Azure mobile service. In this demo, we're going to create a mobile service. We're going to download the Quick Start Windows Store application, which is a simple to-do list application that allows you to add to-do list items that are then persisted within your mobile services backend. Following this, we'll go off and we'll actually look at the code that's utilized with this application to see how it all works and hangs together. So to do this, we're going to need to start in the Windows Azure portal. Now I've already created a Windows Azure subscription through the free trial workflow here, and I've signed in, so I can click Portal now. This will navigate me to manage.windowsazure.com, and this is the Windows Azure portal that allows us to go and interact with and build all of our services out within Windows Azure. So of interest to us today is the mobile services. Now, to create a new mobile service when you have no other mobile services defined, you can use this quick link. But if you've already got a mobile service, you could also use the new option down here. You can just select Compute Mobile Service and Create. Now I define my subdomain that basically identifies what my mobile service is called. And I'm going to call this one Nick's First Mobile Service. We're going to create a new SQL database instance, which is basically our backend that stores all the data that's pushed up to our mobile service. I'm going to write all that data into the East US region. And now I'm going to specify the name of the database that will be used on my database server. I'm going to give a shorthand name here, Nick's Mobile Service DB. And now since I don't have a database server already created, I can create one. Now this database server simply allows us to have multiple DBs on there. The first DB that we're going to have is Nick's MSDB. So we're going to call this login name DBA for our server. I'm going to provide it a password. Now this is something you only have to do once for each region if you wish, and then you can deploy multiple DBs for each of your mobile services there. We're going to co-locate this in the East US region as well, such that it's in the same place as my mobile service. We're going to hit save. Now this is going out and provisioning my mobile services, or my mobile service called Nick's First Mobile Service. This will allow us to do things like store data from our Windows Store applications. It'll allow us to send push notifications from our store apps, and it'll also allow us to provide authentication scenarios for those applications. In this case, we're just going to use the Quick Start, which allows us to get started quickly and see how mobile services works. So in the Quick Start section here, indicated by the cloud with the lightning bolt, we can choose what platform we'd like to use. I'm going to use Windows Store, and we're going to use the first Quick Start, which creates a new Windows Store app for us that's already wired up. Now this is the to-do list application we talked about before. To get started, you need to install Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8 or above. Now I've already done this, but I haven't installed the Mobile Services SDK. So this is the client SDK that allows us to interact with our mobile services from our Windows Store apps. And we'll see how this works shortly. So I'm installing that here now, and that's done. The next step of this quick start is to create a table. So this is going to be our to-do item table that resides within Windows Azure Mobile Services that will store all the data created by our application. So I can do that simply by hitting Create To-Do Item Table, and that's done. The next thing I can do is I can download my sample to-do list application. So this is all pre-built and wired up to our mobile service already. I'm going to use C#. You could choose JS there if you wanted to, and we'll download this as well. So I'm going to save this out to my file system, and there it is, it's downloaded. So let's extract this and have a look at the application. Extract, and there it is, there's my application. So before we get into the actual code base of this, let's go and run this client application now and see what it does. So here's the to-do list application. On the left here, I'm able to insert to-do list items, so tasks that I may want to do. On clicking save, this is going to go and store that item within our mobile service up in Windows Azure. On the query and update side, we'll see a list of items that have been queried back from our mobile service, and we'll also be able to complete off items, which essentially performs an update action. So let's add my first item. Buy some presents for my viewers. Hit save. And then let's say buy some games for me. So there are two tasks, and as I've hit save on each of these, it's actually gone off and stored that data within our mobile service. If I were to come over here and say complete an item, that's actually caused an operation which is called an update action on our mobile service and actually changed a field of data. I can also hit refresh here, which will go off and query our mobile service. So let's have a look at what's happened within our mobile service just by running these simple actions. So I'm back in the portal now. I'm going to scroll to the top and select data. Within here, you can see the table that we created earlier through the quick start. If I click into this, we're able to observe that now there's three columns here for our to-do item. And you can see the text which I entered earlier. Text item 1 and text item 2. Now if you recall, I bought some games for myself. So you can see here that that item, when I click the checkbox, is now flagged as true. So without writing any code on our service tier, we've actually been able to persist data from our client applications within our mobile service without having to write any T-SQL or server-side code. So let's have a look at how this works from the client application. And let's have a look at our app.xaml.cs. The key thing that you'll note that we have within this is this mobile services client. Now, where does this come from? Well, this is actually from the mobile services client SDK which we installed. And you can see that this sample already has a reference to that added for us. We'll see later in future videos how we can go and add a reference to this in our perhaps existing applications. But that's the key point to note, is that we've got a reference to the mobile services managed client. And within that namespace, we've actually got our mobile services client class. So what we're doing here is we're creating an instance of this, and you can see that that constructor for that mobile services client takes two parameters. One is the actual URL for our mobile service, so Nick's First Mobile Service at azuremobile.net, and the second is our application key. Now the application key is simply a way for us to start securing our mobile services endpoint such that only users that have the application key can call into it. We'll see more on that later. So there's our mobile services client. Now what about those actions we're performing in the UI? How did they go off and cause those insert operations to occur and store our data within our mobile service? That all occurs behind the main page. So if we scroll down in our main page, we'll see the first key item that we've got here is called the to-do item class. Now this is the entity that we're actually creating and then writing up to our mobile service. You'll see that it has a few fields here. The first key field is the ID field. Now the ID field is used as the unique identifier or primary key within the table created within our mobile service. The next item that we've got here is simply the two properties representing those items that we wanted to capture from the UI. The first one is the text that we wrote directly into the text box. And the second is the complete option, which indicated whether we set an item as complete or not. So now that we've got our entity defined, we're actually able to create instances of that through our UI and then save them out to our mobile service. Now to save to a particular table, we use the iMobile Service table interface. And we specify to this generic that we require this to be of type to-do item, which is our class up here. Now to get a handle or a reference to that table, we just call into our app.mobile service, which we defined earlier in our app.xaml.cs, and we call getTable, and we tell it we want a to-do item table. So now we can use this to-do table throughout the rest of our code base on this page. So if we see here's the insert operation, we've got one simple line of text here that performs the insert of our to-do item that's been created in the UI. So we call to-do item, insert async, and pass in the to-do item that was just added through the UI. For our refresh button, we're actually able to perform queries against our mobile service endpoint. So whereas the insert was inserting data, this is actually reading data back out from that mobile service. And again, we use the same to-do table reference. We're able to provide an expression to this to-do table, which basically allows us to filter our query, and in this case, we're telling it to return back any to-do items where complete is false. So that performs our query, and then our last item here is our update check to-do item. So this is where we actually set the complete field. So when we click the checkbox in the UI, it updated the item.checked or completed, and we just call simply update async. So that's three very simple operations there, an insert, a query, and an update. There's also a delete async operation, which I'll allow you to explore in your own time.